Hold on to your seat and get ready for a new episode.
You're listening to Ask Fallon,
the one and only podcast where you can learn about spirituality, mental health, dating, business, and personal development vicariously through the evolution of Fallon.
Oh my goodness, I know what you're thinking. Where the heck have I been? I'm so sorry it's taken me so long to come back and do an episode for you guys. I really truly appreciate the fact that you still keep me on the charts all around the world, especially a shout out to Honduras, who has kept me on the charts the last 2 months. I can't even imagine how that happened, but I'm grateful. And it only inspired me to truly come back and do another episode or series of episodes this May 1st. So I am in such a remarkable place in my life that I really wanted to work on myself since last October. My heart was so broken and I was devastated after losing my first business. And my business that I had for 4.5 years, the PR marketing firm that I had and the Instagram following that I had built, I was subjected to cyber stalking, and I left Instagram for like 4 or 5 months and I just was done with everything. I didn't decide to really, really come back online until the end of September, but I really didn't make a true effort into building social media again until December. Once December came, I knew that I had a plan for 2022, and I wanted to make sure that I spent the most, I guess you could say, the most effort in rebranding and rebuilding my life. I created Blake Consulting Agency, which mega morphed into Blake International Consulting Agency. And I just took off from there. I had to get a job during, you know, the pandemic to kind of learn new skills. And I applied that to the side businesses that I had been building. And so what happened was I set a goal to make my first million in annual recurring revenue this year. And being that it's only May and I'm pacing at 300K so far, I'm really a long way off from this goal. However, well, last year I had only set out to make 100K, which was keeping me in a limited mindset. And you guys know I always talk about mindset and setting intentions and doing things mindfully. And it's difficult when you're living in a negative environment. So I truly get it when some of us tend to kind of hamster wheel our way through life and we're unable to really, really make things stick and make things happen. But I will tell you, when I set my goal to make my first million, I didn't care if I actually made a million. I just knew I had to make more than 100K. That is what I set my intention for. And so I didn't even know how I was going to do it. But I knew that the way that the universe works, as long as I set the intention and I started to do the work, I would attract ways to create this outcome. So I know that if I continue to pace towards that $1 million goal for the end of quarter four, I know that that would be the best outcome for me to give myself that wiggle room to truly, truly see what my maximum potential would actually be. So I decided to tell my story in the media because you guys know I have been talking about domestic violence and my recovery for several years now. That's the basis of the show. It revolved around the kidnapping of my daughter, her return, me falling in love for the very first time, completely losing it, us going back and forth for several years, my choice to remain abstinent until I reached my first million, I'm heading into year three of abstinence, and I am so grateful that I did it. I wanted to really focus on myself. I wanted to truly give myself the best possible start to a new life, because I have had so much trauma and so much pain and so much deception that I really lost hope in humankind, you know? And so I know that if I didn't take the time to really reevaluate my life, that my business would never succeed. And I knew that I couldn't keep going the way that I was going. So I started telling my story in the media. I started having a lot of anxiety, but I created a new social media platform, which is, you know, my name. I'm personal branding now, which I've never done before. I have always been about a brand. Anything that I could ever do, Ask Fallon is a brand. Vivid Vortex is a brand. You know, I've always done something other than what and who I am. So in October, which was the last time I did a show for you guys, it was Domestic Violence Awareness a month, and I was triggered. And because I was so triggered, I decided not to do any more episodes. I have a wait list of people that want to be on this show that's over 1 year long. And I am grateful for the opportunity to have that. But I wanted to shift focus for season six. And so this is season six. And I wanted to talk about the evolution of me and the journey of me making my first million. And that's what this season is going to be about. I'm going to tell you the truth behind the scenes of exactly what I've gone through, how inconsistent it has been for me over the years, and what I'm doing to change the narrative. I'm also going to be providing a course or workshop program this summer where I'm going to take a couple of you on the journey to help you build your business. And so I've been focused primarily on Google Ads management and Google Ads repair. I currently own the first Google Ads repair agency. And essentially what that means is when you do Google Ads as a business owner, you tend to try to reach different target demographics so that you can bring in sales, right? So I studied as a Google contractor working at Google for the last, you know, during the pandemic, I guess you could say. That focus and primarily that skill set really paced for my future. This year, I had decided that I was going to build out a Google Ads repair agency because I had seen so many business owners and companies being taken advantage of by other full service agencies, as well as Google directly, not being aware of their ad spend and how to build a proper ad in the first place and what goes on behind the scenes. I learned all of this. And so because of that, I decided that I wanted to build my own Google ad and sell my own products and my own stuff. And that's what my goal was. But during the process of shifting to learn that and building a new audience on social media, being on Twitter, being on Instagram again, I realized there was a void in the industry for Google Ads repair. So I filled it. And now I have recurring revenue of over $35,000 a month. And that is something I have never achieved before in my life, at all in my life. I have an amazing team of people that work with me all around the world that help make this possible. I've never in my life experienced anything like this in my life, like literally in my life. Even when I was on TV, I did not make this much. Even doing radio commercials, even doing voiceover, I have never made this much. And so I kind of fell into this niche for Google Ads repair, and I'm doing well, and I'm really grateful for it. But I wanted to go on record to state that I do have the only Google Ads repair business in the world. And I know that this is a big claim to fame for me, but I wanted to make sure that this was on record, and I wanted to take you through that process. So I decided to dedicate season six to show you what it's like to be a domestic violence survivor, a single mom, a Black woman, a Black Hispanic woman, in this marketing and advertising industry and exactly how I've navigated it, what I've done, and how I'm going to move forward. I'll do whatever I can to lead the way and open doors for people who are trying to do the same thing, even if they don't have the adversities that I once had. So I'm doing a newsletter that's also going to take you on the same journey. So if you're not a person that likes to listen to podcasts on a regular basis, and especially with me having been inconsistent in the last 6-7 months, I decided that I wanted to prioritize and shift my focus because I wanted to get myself together. I felt like I could not discuss these things from a place of them happening while I still didn't know what the hell was going on, right? So being that, I decided to create a new journey for me and a new journey for my child. I wanted to make sure that I only spoke from experience, what I've accomplished in the last 6 months. How did I get to 35K revenue? How did I just do everything that I've done step by step? And I'm here to coach you through it. And that's why I will be offering a program in July that will help you go hand in hand with me so I can help you build out your Google Ads business. And so I decided to only do a Google Ads business coaching, mainly, primarily, because that is the framework that I'm creating and building right now. So if you're listening and that's not a business that you want to do, by all means, there will be other opportunities for you to purchase ebooks or guides, cheat sheets, or even do 1-hour consultations with me just to discuss other business options that you might be needing coaching for. So I will provide that for other people who are interested in that as well. But primarily, my focus will be doing workshops on a quarterly basis that will allow for people to have personal and private coaching to build a Google Ads management business, especially if you're a freelancer or a solopreneur. So I wanted to talk to you guys more about my health and the things like I have been on a journey to lose 100 pounds with the domestic violence and, you know, the kidnapping of my child and the return of my child. I've had the worst bout with my weight, emotional eating. You know, I don't typically drink alcohol. I don't smoke. So I've had, you know, this comfort thing with, you know, being a chef for so many years. I just kind of became very sedentary. I'm one of those people that just like, I'm on the computer all the time. And so having that kind of lifestyle and not working out, you know, I just wasn't moving. Even though I have an incredible shape figure-wise, like in the Black and African American or Hispanic, you know, culture, being curvy and thick and voluptuous is highly, highly sought after. And so I have never really felt a need to just be so dramatically, you know, trying to change my appearance or trying to change my look until I started having physical pain. I started realizing that my back was hurting a lot more. I was taking a lot of ibuprofen because my pain like is so intense. Even when I sleep, when I wake up, my neck was hurting. I just did not have the energy to do a lot of things that I really wanted to do. And I tend to work a lot. So needing all of that started to make me think, okay, I felt best when I used to run, but it's hard to run with this extra weight because I'm not used to it. My joints aren't used to it. So I've spent so much time avoiding healing. I started doing hypnotherapy. I started doing a lot of meditation and I started doing a lot of changing of my diet to more plant-based. I still eat meat, but it's more plant-based. And then I additionally just started changing my vibration, clearing out my home of old things that I just kept holding on to when I had, you know, limited funds and I was just buying things that were cheap. You know, I started buying nicer quality sheets and nicer quality things and really doing more self-care and just changing my vibration. A lot of people that was in my life started to fall away. Our connections became limited and it just became more devastating because obviously when you're doing well in your life, you want to bring those people with you that was there in the beginning, that they saw you through that growth and they, you know, you hope to inspire them to make a change so that they can go with you on that path. But recently, you know, I just, like I said, I lost so many people that meant so much to me. Their connection just dwindled away some kind of way. So I'm always going to be 100% transparent about these things because I really feel like it's important to admit when we fail in life and admit when we're insecure and try to work through that. And a lot of people just don't want to talk and air their dirty laundry because they feel ashamed. But I'm here to tell you, you should never feel ashamed for feeling inadequate or like you're not good enough or whatever, because everybody feels like that, all of us. And even though sometimes we make things look so easy when we've been through so much, especially me, I'm constantly winning in life. It's because I failed way more than what you see. I have failed literally for like 30 years. And so because of that, I've always seen a better future for myself. I've always seen me winning at some point. And because I hold that image in my mind, I keep starting over. I keep recalibrating. I keep doing whatever is necessary to make sure that I actually have the right mindset to achieve the next goal in the next phase of my life. As I now approach my 40s, I know what I want. I know who I want. I know how to get what I want. I didn't know these things in my 30s. In my 30s, I was so uncomfortable in my skin because I didn't know what I was going to be when I grew up. I had 89 talents that were all lucrative and monetizable, but I didn't feel called to doing any one particular thing. It wasn't until I experienced this year getting fired from a job that I had admired, and I knew that I had to do something on my own, and I had to really, really come to the conclusion that I am an entrepreneur and I'm going to always be that. And I need to accept that and stop trying to skip the steps that was needed to try to jump ahead. And so I just lived in the moment. I lived in it. I was transparent on social media about the failures, the shortcomings, the learning curves. Clients were coming to me left and right. They're still coming to me left and right. More business than I could ever imagine is coming. I'm growing and expanding. It's a team of us is five now. And I've always been a solopreneur. I've always had to do everything by myself. But now I have an expanded team of people internationally that help me. We're all in this together. And each of us have specializations. I do deep dive audits and Google ad builds, excellent ads. And I do copywriting. So that's what I'm a writer. We all know I write. That's what I do. I've been writing entrepreneurial marketing ads and also entrepreneurial articles online, writing for REI, just telling my story, doing public speaking engagements, things like that is all a part of why Ask Fallon is as big as it is now and why it still stands even when I take 6-month hiatuses. I think the longest hiatus I took was a year. After my daughter came back, I decided that I wanted to really shift my mindset and really just encourage, you know, the relationship to be rebuilt with us. And although that relationship was never the same, I really am glad that I took that time to really, really understand what I wanted to do with the podcast and how I wanted to move forward. So one of the things that I've realized about myself is just understanding life from more of a psychological standpoint. So I kind of have this superpower where it turns out that I'm a divergent, critical, and creative thinker. So I possess pretty much three of the four main thinking categories. Now, although this is rare in a single person, this combination of skills really allows me to think outside of the box. So people with these types of skills are tremendously valuable in forward-thinking business environments. So this is why I seem to be able to thrive no matter what I touch. It just works at some point. The combination of a divergent, critical, and analytical creative thinker can present new and innovative ideas. So while I'm always able to think through complex implications and, you know, analyzing tons of data at one time, it seems like I never sleep. My mind is always thinking and I have terrible insomnia. people like this, they are great at communication, especially in media, workplace, public speaking, all of that. So this is why the show is as successful as it is. And I believe that because I'm able to say things in a way that resonate with most of the listeners. So that's what keeps you guys subscribed. It keeps you guys keeping me on the charts all around the world. And I'm grateful for that. So in a business setting, if you're like analytical and have creative thinking skills, it really makes you able to think before you speak. And that's why most of the time when I record these episodes, I've noticed that the shows that do best are the ones that are off the cuff. They're not scripted. I'm not reading a pre-format outline. You know, it's just from my heart. It could be all over the place, but it all ties together. You know, I like to assess the situation using my intuition. It makes me really highly empathic and relatable to you guys. And this is why I'm able to grow a social media following extremely fast. And that's why I have no problem deleting them and starting over. I know that on the intro and the outro, it talks about my social media being ask.fallon on Instagram, which I've deactivated, and on Twitter, askfallon2. It's not any of that. I've personal branded to The Fallon Blake. You can find me anywhere under The Fallon Blake on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, and they all align. And it's always going to be that. I'm not changing it again. It's my name, so it is what it is. I decided to shift to that personal branding because I wanted to make sure that no matter what direction I decide to take in my career and in my life and shift in prioritizing all the businesses that I currently have, I have two and a third one pending with product lines for teens. I want to make sure that you're always able to find me and always able to interact with me, whatever brand shift that I might take or make at that time. So I just wanted to touch base with you guys and tell you about season six and how we're shifting towards understanding the process of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and bringing you guys along for the ride. I sincerely appreciate all of you being with me on the evolution of my life post kidnapping. You know, I truly am a different person than I was 4 years ago. And I like who I am today. I feel confident. I feel attractive. I feel beautiful. I feel wealthy. I feel hopeful. I feel things that I have not ever felt consistently before. And so I wanted to do this episode today because of the energy that I'm emitting, the frequency that I'm emitting is putting out positive, inspirational vibes. It's a new moon. It's new beginnings. It's everything I've always wanted in my life is happening. And I'm so open to the possibilities of finding that life partner and or rekindling whatever and having a new beginning eventually. But these next few months are critical to my development in my business. And while I'm waiting for, you know, new opportunities to continue to pour in, I'm putting in the work and I'm 100% committed to making my first million and getting my first book out there for you guys. I have been talking about this for 99 years, but I'm finally ready. I've done the outline. I have put it together. I am just launching one thing at a time per quarter. So do anticipate to get the pre-release of the book in quarter three. And so I'm excited to share that with you all. And I love you. Thank you so much for listening to Ask Fallon and continue to support me because I'm going places. I know it. And I want to bring you with me. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Ask Fallon. Be sure to download the Ask Fallon app available in Google Play and the Apple App Store so you never miss a show. To advertise on the show, visit www.askfallon.com. Connect with Fallon directly on Instagram at ask.fallon and Twitter at askfallon2.
Remember, one voice, one mission, one day at a time. Thanks for listening.